is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Monday, welcome to it. Glad to have you here for the conversation, the Steve Gruber Show. You can find out more. SteveGruber.com, the place to go for the website. Get all sorts of things, columns that we write, contests that we have, videos, a whole lot more. And it's going to be growing here shortly. Got some new video series we're working on. We'll be sharing with you soon. So keep that in mind as we continue to grow the brand. And I can't thank you enough. You know, from news stations in places like Battle Creek, 106.3 FM, serving Interlochen and Traverse City. Glad to have you on board. And by the way, for folks in new markets, if you don't know the places to get a hold of us here, 888-900-9966. That's the Common Sense Hotline. We open up from time to time, just right it there on the dust on your dash, 888-900-9966. I say the dust on your dash because we like to talk to a lot of folks that are out there working for a living. Here's a story that you haven't heard probably anywhere else, because I hadn't. So when I found this, I was a little shocked. But in El Paso, Texas, there was another walkout over alleged gun violence in America here by school kids here a couple of days ago. You probably heard about it. Well, in El Paso, Texas, one of those kids that walked out of school, Jonathan Benko, at Parkland Middle School, El Paso, 11 years old, walking out of school to protest gun violence. What is that, third grade, fourth grade, whatever, right? Here are kids protesting gun violence, something that they don't even understand the concept of the Second Amendment. They probably haven't been told about Concord Bridge, where, yes, we did not negotiate with the British. We shot them. That's how the American Revolution started. A little slap across the face, factually speaking. But here's Jonathan Benko out protesting, walking out of school, supported by the teachers and so forth, hit by a truck and killed. Hit by a truck and killed protesting gun violence, and now he's dead. Do you think the kids will walk out and protest car violence? Will they protest the fact that more people are killed with automobiles every year than they are with firearms in America, and that includes suicides? Will they protest that fact? And the answer is, of course not. No, what they'll protest is the use of rifles, AR-15s and others, that account for less than 400 murders in America annually, less than 400. Now, does that make it okay? Does it make it okay for the 400 people? No, of course not. But by comparison, four times as many people are beaten to death with blunt objects, eight times as many are stabbed to death. I mean, you have to understand, put these things in context. Don't just let them hang out there. Put these things in context so that everybody can understand what the conversation is. You need a baseline for the conversation, this and any other conversation. You need a baseline set of facts when it comes to something of this nature. It's a statistical conversation. You need to understand mathematics. And mathematically speaking, if you outlawed AR-15s in America, it would have almost no impact on gun violence in the country, almost none. You'd go from, you know, 30,000 people killed with firearms, two-thirds of which more likely are suicides. That's about 18,000. So that leaves you 12,000. Out of the rest of those, more than half are related to gangs and drugs and that world. About two-thirds of those, that brings you down to about 4,000. So even in that scenario, if every rifle used was not used for guns and not used for drugs and gangs and not used for suicide, you'd still be at less than 10%. So to outlaw AR-15 specifically, when all rifles account for less than 400 killed in America each year with guns. The impact statistically will be negligible, which means, without question, the next move will be for some other class of guns. Well, this didn't work, so we need the next common sense gun law. We support the Second Amendment, but. We support the Constitution, but. Now, that part you can understand because I love the people that we support the Second Amendment completely, but we need common sense gun laws that eliminate this and this and this. We believe in the First Amendment, but nobody should get their feelings hurt, so we want to outlaw hate speech and this and that and everything. We embrace the Constitution, but we think it's outdated. And so on and so forth, right? I mean, this is the conversation you end up with. But meanwhile, our government schools, or as I prefer to say, our government schools are teaching the kids to walk out in protest of the Second Amendment, to protest guns. Soon they'll be walking out to protest hate speech. Then they'll be walking out to protest the use of the Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination. And then it'll be the next thing, the next thing. You see, you've got these people that have deluded themselves into believing that somehow they are smarter than those that framed the Constitution, that wrote the documents that founded this nation. Let me assure you, they are not. The documents that founded this nation have been put to the test for 250 years almost. Longest continuous government in world history. Now, France has been there and Britain's been there, but not with the same documents, not with the same form of government. America is unique on every level. We've created more wealth, more liberty, more possibilities than any nation in history, and we've done it longer than any nation in history under the same documents. And these fools would have you believe that somehow they know better. Somehow they're smarter than Madison and Jefferson and Franklin. Let me assure you, they're not. They're not. Those were classically educated people. Did they have flaws? Yes, deep ones. In the Me Too movement, Benjamin Franklin would have been a poster child. A philandering pig, some might say. But when it came to creating a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, Benjamin Franklin was pure genius, as was James Madison, James Monroe, John Adams, John Jay, and a host of others that helped put this country together, men and women. That's how this country was created, and a great country it is. It's time to say that more often. Here's why America is great, fill in the blank. Here's why America is great, fill in the blank. You're going to be talking about things anyway with your people. You know, point out things that America's done that are great things. Building the Hoover Dam. Ending slavery. Creating a middle class. Defeating real Nazis in Germany. And the list goes on and on and on. Tell them about things that America's done, that America's done well, and America is a great place with great opportunity and great possibilities. Tell them you heard it on the Steve Gruber Show. Brought to you this hour by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power.